Alright, so here is something which is designed for things like actually multi-grid and things like that. This is or domain decomposition. You're allowed to decompose to processor subsets. The original HPF, you were only allowed to decompose onto the full set of processors. Now you're allowed to choose with some sort of syntax. Here we have half the first half of the processors that we just decompose with a block distribution onto the first half of the processors. So if you have a set of meshes, this means you can start putting previously you could either put meshes either on one processor or all the processors. Now in principle at least you can have some strategy which allows you to put one mesh on four processors, another mesh on another four, another one on 16 processors, and so on. Whether that's actually important or whether you're going to do that by the indirect array, I don't know. But in principle, this still allows the compiler to do optimization. Because once it's done a decomposition on, say, four processors, and it's a block decomposition, it can then optimize that block decomposition. Because these are now fixed array offsets which can then be compiled much more efficiently. The trouble about the indirect, this which you could also do by indirection, by an indirect mapping array, the compiler would have no way of optimizing the fact that the within those four processors everything was a fixed offset. So this stuff here, which you probably can't read, plus it's getting late, it just says that previously you could not do distributions for derived types, but now you can do distributions for derived types, which again is pretty useful for things like multigrid and adaptive mesh refinement, where you naturally have more complex data structures. Remember, a derived type is just essentially a data structure which is more general than an array. And so this allows you to now decompose in an obvious fashion by decomposing the subcomponents a derived type. So as far as I can see, these improvements are all very sensible. I'm not certain some of them are as important as that. I'm pretty certain some are more important than others. The only disappointment, of course, is they don't exist. And we'll have to, maybe the class of 2000 will be able to use the compiler with these capabilities. We'll see. Of course, we could produce one of ourselves which had these capabilities. I don't know. We'll see. All right, so that's HPF. I have not set the problem set this week yet. I will do that tomorrow. So next time, we're going to start MPI, message passing. Thank you.